Welcome to This Epic Life Podcast, lifestyle designed for consciously high-impact people. My name is Christopher Carter. You may call me KC. This week's episode was recorded live during our weekly guided group meditation called The Pause. To learn more, please visit thisepiclife.com or sign up at thisepiclife.com/meditation. Let's head on over to class.
Now, here's where we're going to begin. I want to see if everyone could, wherever they're sitting, to try to just get their spine straight. Yeah, just open it up. Create space in your spine. Create that antenna to the cosmos. Keeps you alert. Aligns your chakras. Forces your shoulders to roll back and down. Completely relaxed. Pared down, sharp-eyed, awake. Getting your spine in alignment is a simple way to just wake yourself up and make you more alert. That's mostly what it's used for in terms of the asana or posture. We could meditate sitting down. We could meditate seated on the floor. I don't recommend meditate laying down as we would after yoga class, because what happens? Peace out, sleepy times. Let's start focusing in on the breath. Even breaths in through the nose. Hold and exhale. Even breaths in. Hold. Exhale. The reason we're doing this at the top of the practice or at the top of the hour is just to try to start settling in, getting our own attention. Reminding ourselves that we are the ghost in the machine. We are in charge here. We are in charge of this physical apparatus that wants to keep us so busy and in action all day long, restless. So breathe in, same number of counts, 8 counts in. Hold for 8. Exhale for 8. Do the same thing again. In for 8. Hold. Exhale. Now that we're starting to get our own attention, let's try to settle into an even rhythm with our breath. Just watching the breath. Don't try to overanalyze or overmeasure the breath. Just try to make it even as possible, even in as it is out. In through the nose, out through the nose. In through the nose. Out. I was blessed to be able to get up today at 5:30 and get my hour of meditation in prior to this. And one of the techniques we study is taught by Paramahansa Yogananda. I think he's right here. it's called Hung Sa breathing. So as we're watching the breath in and out, we're mentally chanting hung and saw, saw, hung, saw. And it's quiet, it's only done mentally, but just that added layer of focus in terms of the chant is doing some pretty cool things. One, we have our own attention and we're holding our attention because our focus is placed on our breath. Not in an overly controlling, maniacal way. but just as the gentle watcher in the background. And if you're curious, hung and saw are ancient Sanskrit words that literally mean my father and I are one. Or in the Hindu tradition, there's also the divine mother aspect of God, the feminine aspect, divine mother and I are one. Hung, saw. So I'll warn you, I'm going to talk a little bit here at the beginning because I feel like it's important to set us up properly for success here over the next how many ever weeks we're able to do this. I'd love to do this every single Thursday if you guys would be into it. We'll see how this first one goes for you. But I saw this time or this 30-minute block taking a few different formats. One is I'd like to include a satsang. A satsang is an Indian term. It's more of a like an informal talk. So I do want to talk a little bit and give you a little bit of the teachings, philosophy, just tools. By the way, in all of this, I am not in any way trying to push my particular practice or my beliefs or spirituality on anybody. It's more so just a pause button in your week. And I'm here to facilitate. I'm here to share a little bit about my experience and hopefully give you some more tools in the tool chest you can use when life gets crazy. Okay, like Hung Saw breathing, for instance. Don't let it go as I'm talking. Hung Saw breathing is something I use regularly when I'm walking into business meetings feeling underprepared or, anxious about who might be in the meeting or what they are expecting from me. Whenever you want to get your own attention and kind of bring your focus back to that place of power, that place of stillness, that blank canvas where you could paint any number of phenomenal, beautiful pictures on for your day or in these moments, the easiest thing to do is to just catch your breath. Not only get your breath, but to hold your breath and to watch your breath. And just even 5 minutes of Hung Saw breathing before you walk into a pretty tense situation or intense situation or a situation where you have to be on, like super on, it's going to change the entire dynamic about how people react to you and respond to you. And that's always been my experience. Because how do most people walk into meetings? And then they sit down across from other humans and they're looking at this the whole time. No. The biggest gift we could give anybody in terms of our collaboration or our input on any project is our presence. But it's only up to us to get and hold and cultivate our own presence. Nobody can do that for us. There's a coffee mug in our headquarters in Chicago that says in big giant letters, "I woke up like this." And I've been trying to steal that mug every time I'm there and use it. I usually fill it with green juice or something healthy, water or orange juice. But people assume if you have positive energy or calmness or stillness or a sense of self-knowledge or power that you were born that way or some sort of freak. And it's really the most important work we can do all day long, week in and week out, is this work right here. This is the work that sets up all other decision points throughout your day, which will align your actions into right actions, right habit, right rituals that create a level of self-care and space around you and your big crazy dreams, where you could carry yourself with a little bit more grace, a little bit more swagger, so you're not the usual being dragged around with your, you know, by your hair or in, you know, in that state of anxious anxiety. We all spend time around those people. We send our love and compassion to those people. We just don't need to be one of them all the time. Sound good? So let's breathe in. Out. you're comfortable closing your eyes, try to picture your entire mental slate, your mental palette, as completely clear, free from clutter as possible, knowing that there will always be at least a few, maybe many, random thoughts spiraling around, desperately trying to get your attention, trying to remind you that you're wired up to a device, that all those pressing concerns are just a tap or a click away. Just let them all sit. And just examine that big screen of consciousness. What's on there? What really has to happen today? It can't be everything. So knowing that our time is the only thing that's finite and equal across all human existence, how do we create deeper levels of discernment? The ability to separate the musts from the shoulds, the signals from the static. Well, the first step is examination. Not highly scrutinizing, judgmental observation, but compassionate, peaceful, completely unattached, non-judgmental observation. Inventory your thoughts, what's there? How many of them are wrapped in stories to make you believe that they're more important than they need to be? How many of them are just lingering trails left over from maybe being up too late on the phone, on the computer, getting on it the second you wake up in the morning? All of that's okay. I do the same stuff. But this is where it begins. I've said before that the mental screen could represent a giant pan full of greasy water, and that our attention, or our consciousness, and our focus is that single drip of Dawn detergent that's going to clear that pan. So the meditation practice isn't about pass, fail, clear screen, or full screen. I can't do this, I'm too crazy. It's only about the determination we have over our minutes here together to clock in and to clear, claim, and rebuild our attention as many times as necessary. The thoughts are going to arise, the pressing needs will arise, environmental noises, quirks are going to happen. Even yogis up in caves somewhere in the Himalayas, they deal with environmental forces. The only true silence is the one that we're determined to create for ourselves. And I've done it on trains and planes and automobiles, kids' birthday parties, moments of chaos. Just always focus back on the breath, in through the nose, out through the nose. As you inventory your thoughts, sending yourself love, compassion, for caring so deeply to think this many things, in one deliberate act, let's grab what looks like a giant squeegee and wipe that entire screen left to right. Wipe it clean. Wipe it clear. It's so clear that it's invisible. And all that lies beyond it is a gorgeous sky. And as we gaze through this clear screen, maybe a couple thoughts will pop up. No need to get alarmed. Just release them. Maybe you could tap them and they disappear. No need to get into a conversation with yourself over why you're thinking them. All that exists right now is this time. This time together with this global collective. But even more importantly, this time with you, lowercase, and you, all caps. And as the breath continues, you're gazing out across this gorgeous sky. Just remember a couple things. That the only barrier that ever exists between lowercase u and capital U is the thin veil of static that naturally builds through the course of your day, through your month, through your lifetime. And that all you need to do to dissipate that static is to focus on it. And lean into the breath. Because a chant like Hung Sa, with a steady cadence of breath in and out, evenly tempoed, can saw right through that static, giving you access to something greater than you could create on your to-do list or in thinking those cycle of thoughts or checking those cycle of emails and all those things. From stillness is where the giant in all of us lives, resides, is waiting. There are the rooms that our bodies are seated in. And then there's this room in our consciousness, in front of the clear screen, seated comfortably. Perfect temperature. Gazing out to the sky. Floor-to-ceiling windows. Panoramic, breathtaking beauty. I want you to increase the resolution, 1080p HD, IMAX screen wide. Expand your periphery in all directions to try to take in the enormity of this view. Bend and connect the corners of the screen behind you and around you. You're seated in a massive, immaculate marble. Look at how it shines. Feel feel grateful that the worries can't necessarily follow you here? Because they just can't hang with the level of attention that we're trying to create, the level of focus. Level of love, compassion, gratitude. Our unique light that we could shine into any dark crevice. As you gaze over that sky, all around you, scan for pockets of darkness, for concern. Our brothers and sisters in Baltimore, Nepal. The rough neighborhoods nearby. Let's direct our gaze towards them. Honor them. Remind them that they are seen, felt. Wish them peace. Wish them love. Wish them ease. Wish them recovery. Remind them all, as you remind yourself, that we are all in this together. And the best shortcut out of loneliness is this silence. Is this space. It's tuning into the faintest signal within us and amplifying it till it drowns out all the garbage static. Seated in the 1080p wraparound marble screen, sky, space, all around us. Expand it with your breath. Breathe in. Feel it swell. Feel the walls swell around you. Expand it. Expand it larger with each breath. Keep expanding. Encapsulate everyone, the globe, all of us. Keep expanding. As much as our minds might want to remind us where our lowercase u bodies are seated. Once we're in tune with the signal of our higher selves, the capital Y-O-U, we realize that we have a choice minute to minute to operate from this space. Joyful expectation. Connection, love, oneness, our true nature. Or all the rest. Feel that sphere around you swelling, wider, bigger. You've lost track of where the walls are. They're so far off, all directions. Repeat after me, one of my favorite yogi prayers. I am strong. I am strength. I am healthy. I am health. I am youthful. I am youth. I am immortality. I am immortal. Whenever I say those last few words, I am immortality, I am immortal. Maybe the first few hundred times I said it, the little ego wanted to try to debunk the myth. But as I started tuning into the signal more regularly, it became my truth. And when we say, I am immortality, I am immortal, sometimes we can feel that full body ripple buzz all the way up our arms, into our hearts. The internal hug of capital U, hugging little U. Reminding you that no matter how cool you think you are, you're probably infinitely cooler than you realize. Let's open our eyes. Leanne, namaste. Marianne Flanagan, namaste, sister. Beautiful Andrea Robinson, namaste. Sweet Jack Schur, namaste, brother. Alice Bandy, Heather, Linda, Joshua. So good to see you, brother. Namaste. But it's amazing what you can do with a Wi-Fi connection, a couple emails to bring people together from around the world to do something that cool. This seems like a magical way to use technology. So I want to thank you all for joining me. Is anybody considering having a pretty spectacular day? Yeah, I'm feeling that. Me too. Everybody's unmuted.
Everybody's unmuted.
Can you handle that?
That's awesome, Casey. Thank you.
Much love. Have a great day, everybody.
Fantastic, Casey. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. How about let's do it again next week?
Yes.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this Epic Life podcast. If you found this useful, please pop over to iTunes and leave us a review, or you could follow us on Twitter at This Epic Life. Thanks, and namaste.